You're listening to Do This First, a daily personal development podcast that focuses on science-backed, actionable steps towards your best year ever. Hi, I'm Santa, your host. Yesterday, we spoke about living life with no regrets. One of the biggest challenges with regret is that it holds you hostage in the past. One of the best ways to deal with this emotion is to learn from it, leverage the experience to make wise decisions, and become a better person. Today, we're talking about when you're not sure. Ambiguity is akin to fog or smoke when you're driving. The fog or smoke makes it hard to see and can at times put us in a perilous situation because we're not able to navigate effectively when we can't see what's ahead. When this situation happens, we're faced with making a decision on how to proceed. We can pull off the road and wait for the fog to clear. We can put on our low beams or fog lights in hopes that it'll illuminate the road. You can also slow down and allow more time to reach your destination. In life, when we're faced with uncertainty, ill-defined next steps and actions, what we do next can define the difference between success or more character-building moments. First, I think it can be very powerful to define uncertainty, as some things are actually more ambiguous at first than uncertain. There is a difference. Uncertainty points to a lack of data or information. It's closely associated with risk and probabilities, where ambiguity is something that lacks precision and can be interpreted in different ways. The double entendre is a fine example of intentional ambiguity. When we are not sure of the future outcome of a new endeavor or situation, we can feel doubt, fear, and anxiousness. Unfortunately, when we need to act on key decisions like personal relationships, career health, and a variety of other life-impacting events, we can often be missing all the puzzle pieces. It can be nearly impossible to accurately assess the risks and benefits in your potential decisions. Not being sure can hurt us, as we might miss out on opportunities and advancement in our career and life in general. In personal relationships, not being sure can lead us to a lack of confidence and trust, which can erode the relationship entirely. If there is no trust, there is no relationship. The way to move past this bottleneck is to develop go-to strategies that can help you move past uncertainty in all areas of life. Here are 6 things that you can do to move past uncertainty. The first thing that you can do is embrace uncertainty. I know. See it as an opportunity for growth and learning. By acknowledging that we cannot predict the outcome of every single decision, we can become more comfortable with taking risks. It is also helpful to remember that not all decisions have a clear right or wrong answer. Sometimes there are multiple paths we could take, each with its own set of risks and rewards. In these situations, it can be empowering to trust our intuition, even if it means venturing into uncharted territory. Consider that uncertainty can also present opportunities for growth and self-discovery. By embracing uncertainty as a chance to learn, adapt, and evolve, we can develop new skills and strengths and insights that can serve us well in navigating future challenges. Number 2, control what you can. Focus on what is within your control and take proactive steps to mitigate potential risks and uncertainty. This may involve gathering information, seeking advice from trusted sources, and developing a clear plan of action to address uncertain situations. This also means Focusing on the things within your power to influence or change, rather than getting caught up in worrying about things that are out of your control. By taking proactive steps and making decisions based on what you can control, you can feel more empowered and better equipped to handle whatever uncertainties come your way. Number three, consider your core values. When we are clear about our core values, it doesn't make decisions easier, but it does make them clearer. Our values shape our decisions and actions. In times of uncertainty, consider how each option aligns with your values. Ask yourself if the decision reflects what you believe in and if it will bring you closer to living a life that is authentic and meaningful to you. By staying connected to your values, you can navigate uncertainty with confidence and clarity. Your values serve as a compass, guiding you towards choices that are in line with your true self and helping you weather any storm that comes your way. Trusting your values to lead you through uncertainty, knowing that they will always point you in the right direction. Number four, ask questions. Sometimes we feel unsure because we don't have all the information. It's important to remember that asking questions is a sign of strength, not weakness. It shows that you are engaged and seeking to understand rather than just going along with something you don't fully grasp. By asking questions when you feel unsure, you gain clarity, you learn new information, and ultimately, you make more informed decisions. Don't be afraid to speak up and seek clarification. It's always better to ask now than to regret not asking later. Number five, worst case scenario. If you do all of the above, but still have lingering reservations, can you live with the worst case scenario? It's helpful to understand that the direction things take are impacted by a variety of factors, such as circumstances, people, and evolving situations. It is best to look at probabilities when there is no way to get all the information you need. Look at others that have made a similar decision. What were the variables and outcomes? Were there preparations, adjustments, or unintended detrimental consequences? The worst case scenario rarely happens, but if you can accept whatever that may be, you can mentally and emotionally prepare for any potential challenges or setbacks that may come your way. It allows us to be realistic about the risk involved and to take proactive steps to mitigate them. Number six, lastly, step back. You can also walk away from any decision or situation that doesn't feel right. You don't owe anyone anything. Don't allow yourself to be manipulated or pushed into making a decision or accepting something you don't really want. Stepping back or walking away gives you the space and time that you need to evaluate all aspects of the decision. Trust your gut and reflect. Sometimes just sleeping on it can give you fresher eyes in the morning and a different perspective. If you like what you're hearing, don't forget to leave a review. Follow and subscribe to my YouTube channel at Do This First. You can also read a full transcript of this podcast episode and all 112 podcast episodes, wow, on my blog, dothisfirst.life. You can also sign up for my new weekly newsletter, which will help you get your week started on a positive note, and updates on coaching, books, merch, and my public speaking engagements as they become available. Till tomorrow. Moving past the rain.